Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane. Today we are speaking with Craig Gill from the Larry A. Gill Music Foundation, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Penny.
So today marks the anniversary of a very sad day for you.
Right. A year ago, late on the 12th, early on the 13th, my dad, Larry, lost his battle with cancer. So it's been a one-year anniversary today.
And my heart goes out to you and your family.
Thank you.
Tell me about your father.
Dad's love for music, and it was really inspiring. Love of life. Christmas, his favorite holiday was Christmas, of course. And I just wanted to put something together and to honor his memory and put something together that would last the times, you know what I mean? Something that would be there for as long as we can keep it going to help out the community. And I really wanted to do something in the area where I grew up. So that's where the focus is at.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Paul and went to school in Waldron.
And you've actually, you've toured all over the country yourself.
Yes.
In the music industry,
I had a little bit of success. This endeavor that we're taking here with the foundation, I wanted to create it. It's very difficult to understand. It's very difficult to really put into words because I wanted to get this thing off the ground, and it's been a slow endeavor, a slow process. I've been taking baby steps with it. Because the majority of the people look at foundations or look at nonprofits, they're kind of leery of what's going on, et cetera. And I've taken every step that you could possibly imagine to make sure that Dad's memory is not tarnished or associated with any kind of impropriety or what have you. And I think that's just what's drug it down and why it's really taken so long to take off. And our first step, of course, here we have in conjunction with Walter and Will, I spoke with Jason, and we wanted to help Walter and Will with their toy drive for people who are less fortunate for the holiday.
So tell me a little bit about, you've got many toys that the Larry A. Gill Music Foundation's donating.
I have a couple, three different businesses, and we've been fortunate. And my wife and I made a donation to the foundation that we started in Dad's name and wanted to work in close association with another reputable nonprofit just to familiarize people with what we're doing and the kind of people or the kind of organizations that we support. And the first step, of course, was working with Walter and Will, like we've done in the past.
You're working with Walter and Will, and you said that there was over 150 tags, and then there were churches.
Like 100. The Walter and Restaurant, Walter and General Store, and I believe Carrie's Cakes. They had little tags on Christmas trees with what kids were wishing for or maybe what they needed, and in relatively short order all the tags were removed from the trees and picked up by somebody that was able to fill the gap in what these kids needed.
I think it's just wonderful, like yourself and your wife and so many people in the Waldron area just team together to make life better for those in the community there. A lot of love.
There's a lot of love. And the whole organization, I have the utmost respect for what Jason Yanis has been able to accomplish with Walter and Will. And I've kind of mirrored a little bit of what he's put together. I have no idea how to run a nonprofit. Never started a nonprofit before. Never did anything. That's why it's taken so long to kind of see anything. That we were actually doing anything. I've had several people ask me, hey, what's the next step? What do you guys got going on? Or how can we help out? Well, I really don't have anything going on right now to help out with.
What would you say your mission statement is from the Larry A. Gill Music Foundation?
Well, what we'd like to do, Dad's love of music was phenomenal, and we haven't put it in a full swing yet, but we're trying to put it together so we can reduce the cost of student participation in a band program at Waldron, or perhaps even fund it entirely. And that's what we're trying to put together now. And we just, you know, like I said, not knowing how to really fund or operate a nonprofit is slow steps. And I'm getting advice from all over the place. Some needed and some appreciated and some not.
And, you know, everything you're doing is straight from your heart. Where can people follow you online?
Right now, I guess the best place would be the Larry A. Gill Music Foundation on Facebook. There is a website coming. It's in the works, but that's the best thing we can do for right
and
now.
Like they say, it's maybe a cliche, but one that I believe is very true, and that is that music does heal, and it joins people together.
Sure it does. Sure it does.
And my heart goes out to you and your family, and especially on today. Every day is probably hard, but especially today. And I'm sure your dad would just be smiling, knowing that you're doing this for him.
I'm sure. We feel his presence and his joy of the holiday, even though we're still here in his absence. We can feel the love of the holiday is going to the next person with what's being contributed through the foundation of Waldron Will.
Well, Mr. Craig Gill, you're a good man. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate coming in.
And thank you for your big donation to all the kids. That's just a wonderful thing and helps make Christmas that much more love and smiles on their faces.
That's the goal, put a smile on a kid's face on Christmas morning.